Chris.
It's Panda. And we're a podcast, at least no topic unheard. Oh yeah, we got ASMR in this bitch. You ready for some juicy topics tonight? I hope you are. Stay tuned.
Welcome back, guys. I hope you guys enjoyed that ASMR intro. So, guys, how you guys doing?
All right.
I'm fat.
That intro was a little weird to me, honestly, but
it was awesome.
It is what it is, I guess.
I've been wanting to do an ASMR intro or ASMR anything. Maybe eventually we'll work up enough courage to do an ASMR entire episode.
I don't know about that, but I guess if you want to help my situation out, if we could just find another word other than juicy and not whisper it, then I'm good with it.
Bro, juicy is sexy, though.
No, that's not.
It's sexy, man.
This isn't.
It's what the audience wants.
This isn't your average sexy podcast. This isn't your average. This isn't fucking.
Nah, that's our sister station.
Back taxi podcast casting sofa seat podcast.
It's not Pogmaster Panda over here.
Fuck you.
Pogmaster Panda.
Only thing I master is that fucking pizza I killed.
That pizza was legit. Yeah, that was on point. It came on time. As you can tell, guys, we let the beer take control of us, but we kind of countered its effects with some delicious pizza. So
it's also 2 in the morning, so fuck with us.
Yeah, we recorded this one late, but...
And I had a couple shots of JMO.
It's a Friday.
Friday.
And I think Anthony's the sober one today.
I am sober. I'm very sober. I'm very coherent.
I'm starting to come down from what I had earlier because I think I had like a shot of JMO, shot of Crown Apple.
We got a little bit more JMO left. You want a shot?
Don't do it.
I ran through like 4 or 5 Dos Equis already. I'm trying to come down now at this point.
I got you. So guys, tonight we thought that it was morning. This morning, my bad. So in our drunken debauchery, we decided that it would be a great time. And like I said, we had another topic that we wanted to talk about, but we thought this one would be a little bit more funner, a little bit more loosier.
Funner is not a word.
Loosier is not a word either.
Fun and looser. Lucifer.
Enhanced fun.
Enhanced fun. There you go. Good, good.
More fun.
Spot on.
And diverse. How about that?
And diversified. Yeah. We're gender neutral with this one.
Bringing out the big words.
Anyways,
it's gender neutral.
I'm just saying. So we thought we would discuss our bank heist theories or what we would do to complete a successful bank heist.
No, you're thinking about it too much. We're going to talk about the bank heist as brought to you by the Average Podcast guys. We will not act on the following procedures and or objectives. So,
any ideas or information that has been provided, not held to any liability as a result of anybody trying to take out.
Do not try it at home.
This is all hypothetical.
Specifically hypothetical.
Nothing that anybody should act on. Don't
try this at home.
We're not liable if you do. And then chances are, you know, good old boys in blue are going to get you anyways if you try to do it.
No boys in blue. Yep.
In this day and age, I think it's a little harder to...
Our mic is blue.
That's what
she said. Yeah, blue mic, blue.
Mic blue.
Excuse me.
Oh, my blue, God, blue, that's blue. Terrible. That's nasty.
Oh, cut that out of post.
As always, we like to...
cut it out.
Don't waste the last minute to cut out anything in post.
Bitch, I've been on point. Last week.
Yeah, you were last week. That was pretty good. Yeah, she got it.
I was good last week.
Yeah, last week. Let's try to keep some consistency going with that.
As I can stay away from the bars, I can give you consistency.
Yeah, that's true too. I mean, Anyways, like always, guys, we'd like to give you a big thanks for our continued listeners and continued following of the best people who have subscribed and who have rated us. And if you haven't rated us, go and rate us on Apple iTunes, because Spotify is shit and doesn't
leave
let
reviews.
Doesn't let anybody
for every review
rated.
Anthony and Chris will take a shot.
Yeah,
and I will supervise.
I am 100% on board with that.
Yeah, I'm cool
for
with
every
that
review. I'll take a shot.
Yeah, I'll take a shot right now.
No, but it has to be a for real review. You can't.
Yeah.
You can't say a whole paragraph and space it out in posts or something like that.
Whoever wants to do a review on us, obviously your name's going to be posted onto the review. The review board, I guess, on Apple iTunes, but we will take a shot in your honor. We will say, hey, cheers to so-and-so, and we'll take that shot. But like I said, with the review, with the ratings and with the comments and everything like that, it helps us reach a broader audience and makes us want to continue to deliver the great content that we always give here at the Average Podcast.
Bitch, yep. This is average content at
the
Average Podcast.
We have the best fan base. That's all I got to say.
The greatest
hashtag
fan base.
Change my mind.
Anyways. guys, we're doing bank heist theories and hypotheticals. Who wants to start?
Let's go with Panda first.
Okay.
All right, so this is how you guys do it, all right? You turn on your comal at, like, the sixth level. You let it preheat.
Wait, are you making tortillas?
No, yeah. Make it be warm.
Is
up.
It my fucking turn?
I guess. Go ahead. Go for it.
Okay, your preference, flour or corn, you put that bitch on the comal.
It says tortillas.
And you fucking flip it when you think it's, like, bubbly up. You know you fucking flip it, right? And you put some queso on and you have a quesadilla.
Okay. That's a
he sounded so California cholo right now. You put it on the comale and then you flip it when you ready it.
You sound like the cholo.
You sound like little Rob right now. I feel good. I feel all right.
I do feel good, man.
In my neighborhood on the warm summer night.
I feel good. Well, when Anthony said, yeah, guys, today is going to be like eat at home day. We're not eating at the studio.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, what? I was kind of let down.
That was a big letdown.
We're doing that.
So he said, bring your own food or eat on your own, I was like, well, I guess I'm gonna bring my own fucking bottle too.
Go ahead.
He's fucking cheaping out on us.
The more the merrier.
As of 11:58 p.m., Anthony has still not quick paid me his portion of the food. Let that go on record.
It'll get done. Anyways, as you were saying, back to
okay,
topic.
So. Bank heist. Which banks do we hate the most? You want to go Wells Fargo?
They've caught a lot of heat lately, so I kind of...
No?
It's almost like I feel bad for them now, sort of.
Fuck them, they got horses.
They're one of the oldest banks. You got Wells Fargo, Chase is like one of the two oldest banks.
Okay, let's go to Chase.
I like Chase, though, I'm not going to lie.
I don't
have any issues with my bank.
Oh, right, we both have Chase. Chase, we're not coming for you today, my boys. Let's go for...
Bank of Texas. Never liked Bank of Texas.
Ooh.
Never liked
it. But isn't that, like, not a bank?
No, it's a bank. It's a Texas bank, but, I mean, that's... I don't like them.
All right, Bank of Texas, we shitting on you. We told you fuckboys we were coming for you.
I really hope the FBI guys aren't listening.
You know, I'm saying this, and I gotta...
Oh, I don't think we said my real name on here, so I'm good. But sucks to be y'all.
I had some relatives that actually... Or relatives, sort of. I knew some guys that actually worked for Bank of Texas, so I kind of feel like... But
excluding you guys.
Excluding those guys. I'm talking about the entity of... That... the entity that is Bank of Texas. Fuck them.
Yeah, fuck boys. So... My portion of it would be... I guess the tech needed, and... I guess... The car. So what do you guys think would be the best car? I was thinking sports car is kind of dumb because it's not very...
You're going to need space to haul.
You're going
to
need space. So, you're going to need storage if you want to make it worth
it. You're going to need more so maneuverability as opposed to speed.
You're going to need a really good driver too on top of that.
Yeah, you're going to need a really good driver.
Need for Speed has trained me for this.
Bro, you couldn't even get it. You couldn't even squeeze your little ass out of a parking lot earlier. You needed my help.
Why the fuck are you looking at my ass?
I don't know.
Different type of... I think we're swaggering to different type of... Yeah. Maneuverability, I think, is...
Average podcast after dark.
Speed. Maybe.
So speed?
I
speed is definitely one, but I think... me personally, I think maneuverability is the big one.
Utility?
Wait, you guys are acting like you're going to get caught and you're going to be the police chase at the worst. We're not going to get caught.
But that's the thing, you have to prepare
hypotheticals,
for
bro.
The fact that you may...
You have to have confidence going into this.
Yeah, but that's the thing is you have to prepare as if... You have to prepare for every, like, for just about everything that you can.
Little nook and cranny that's out there that might go wrong.
Yeah, which is obviously,
you know who else had confidence?
That you might get pursued.
Do you know who else had confidence?
Not that shitty ass band you listen to, is it?
Oh, with confidence. Shout out with confidence. The city of Atlantis, bro. Where are they at? Nobody knows.
Underwater. Somewhere.
Nobody knows.
Lost city of Atlantis. Well, Aquaman knows. Anyways, okay, so
maneuverability,
speed, and utility is probably the top three, I think.
Speed, so it'll have to be anything V6 and up.
And even then, V6s are still kind of, depending on what, like, eco boost and stuff like that you have, that's going to...
Are you going to need NOS?
No.
Sure.
NOS, yeah, no, because if you use NOS, and you're... And it, The whole point of a pursuit is to get away. Now, if you use NOS and stuff like that, chances are you're going to mess your car up before you even, like,
dude,
have a chance
anywhere.
To get long away. Yeah, and then there goes your car, like, your one getaway car. Mm. So,
okay.
Yeah, I don't think NOS is the way to go. Like, it's just going to have to be something that will last long enough.
So, like a Tahoe?
Bulletproof
wheels, run flats...
Run flats, maybe.
Armored glass.
Run flats, maybe, but I don't know about bulletproof stuff like that. I mean...
Will it weigh it down?
Yeah.
It weighs it down,
like, substantially, so you're not going to really get... It's got to be, like, and you're not going to get maneuverability out of it.
I mean, but we could... Oh, right, because...
It's got to be maneuverability, because if you're being pursued somewhere, you have to be able to duck and dodge.
So what do you
mean? Dodge, dive, duck through dodge. What is it, the 3 Ds or the 5 Ds?
The five Ds of dodge.
Dive, duck, dodge,
duck and dive.
So, like a BMW?
See, I don't...
A CRV, a crossover, a hybrid?
A CRV. No, I think like one of those, let me see...
I was gonna say a
Scion TC, but I don't think it's Scion TC.
They don't make them anymore.
I think one of those Honda like hybrid crossover type thing.
Honda Civic?
No, not a Civic. It's one of those like those that
CRV.
Big, there was a no.
Element?
CRV. No, it was a
Ridgeline.
No,
Odyssey?
I think they were called CRXs. It's like those hatchback, but they're big body. They're crossovers,
well, so then,
but they're like a Sportster type.
So why don't
thing?
We just go WRX or STI?
Because those are still smaller.
Subarus?
Those are still smaller. Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah, they're still fairly small. The car that I'm thinking of, I think it's called I want to say it's called a Cross Tour, but I'm not sure. I think it's called a Cross Tour. But
it's
Honda. It's basically like a Dodge Magnum.
But not as like long looking. It's more bigger from the top. So like you got. Space to kind of stack, I guess, your cash if you needed it. You know what I mean? Like, you got some space, you got maneuverability.
You know, it'd be so funny at the end of the thing. We're just like, yeah, we just went to the cashier and we're just like, here, can I just withdraw the money from my account?
What do you mean?
Like, instead of like actually doing a bank heist, like, say y'all send me in and I go and withdraw my funds and I come out, we're eating good tonight, boys.
Like, I didn't rob the place, but I got some money now.
but also, my bank account has been closed here.
I can no longer come back here anymore.
All right, so a Cross Tour?
Yeah.
I think that was it.
It sounds about right.
I can't remember that the name of it. Like I said, I think it's a Cross Tour, and I think it was definitely like
okay,
a
mid-size vehicle. Okay.
Mid-size sedan style hybrid.
So we'll just get a Nissan Maxima.
Okay, so
those are too small still. Like I said, those are still like a standard sedan. This one that I'm talking about, it's a two-door big bodied like Honda thing that they made some time back, and it's like it's hatchback, but it still has like the sports strap, like sports aspect to it, and it has the space and
can we just use a Trailblazer?
Those things will roll over to you. Like if you're going fast and you make a sharp turn, you're gonna roll over. It's got to have maneuverability.
Get it with the roll cage.
But if you roll your car, you're still like
that's it. You're caught.
You're still rolling your car. Like just because you can kind of come out of the thing maybe unscathed doesn't mean you're gonna get caught.
No, in fucking Grand Theft Auto, you press X and it flips over.
Yeah, but that's not, that's the same concept. I think roll cages are just supposed to keep your car from caving in if you roll over. It's supposed to provide that extra support so you're not smushed in or something like that, like when you actually wreck out. But true. If you wreck out in a pursuit, you're done.
I mean, but a Honda Crosstour sounds so lame.
What kind of car are you thinking?
Fucking Escalade, blacked out Tahoe, maybe an Expedition.
See, those are all utility, all speed, but no maneuverability.
The Batmobile.
The Batmobile, yeah, obviously, but they're not gonna move fast enough to be able to get you out of any kind of sharp turns and stuff like that.
Well, like in that movie, what is it, Taxi? The girls drive a fucking BMW. Okay.
Taxi.
With Queen Latifah, I think.
Not a funny looking guy. I don't remember that movie.
What if I'm having that one scene where everybody's like thinks Berenstain is Berenstein, and I think this movie existed but it didn't really exist?
No clue. I know most movies that I've seen that they do bank heists and it tends to be like a bigger size vehicle as opposed to having maneuverability. Like Den of Thieves, actually, I think they used a Tahoe or something like that. Reservoir Dogs, actually, Reservoir Dogs, I think it was all done in cars. That was all cars. Heat, those were big SUVs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all those were. Inside Job, well, that was, I don't even remember how they, I don't think they actually used cars to get away in that one, but Inside Job was one. Now You See Me. You remember Now You See Me? It was a movie about the magicians. It's got Jesse Eisenberg in it, and the dude from Zombieland, Woody Harrelson, I think. They're magicians, but they pull off these bank heists and stuff. And they make it part of their act so that they can't, so they kind of like distract away from the fact that they're not thieves. They get caught eventually, obviously. You know,
so. I mean, but everything is going to be like in suitcases or duffel bags that we bring.
Yeah, but
still maneuverability, so we can tip over an SUV or a truck.
Yeah, well, and maneuverability is more so in the sense of, like, when you're being pursued. Like, if you're having to drive away fast, like, you make a sharp turn or something, you're going to roll over. All those cars, they're ready to roll over. Like, if you ever look here, like, if you have a bigger size SUV, sometimes on the visor, you'll actually see, a warning.
Hard maneuvering is good, yeah.
Yeah, vehicle may roll over if when you were, you know, turn too sharply, whatever, high speed. So that's my two cents as far as like that. Like, I think maneuverability is probably one of the bigger needs in the vehicle.
Okay, so we're doing the Honda Cross Tour or something like that.
I don't think that's. I just looked up an
Crossfire.
Image of it. I don't think it's that. No, that's the Chrysler, right? Isn't it? I think those are two.
Oh, I got a Chrysler.
Short. I think the Chrysler Spitfire or Crossfire or something like that. There's something like that I'm thinking of. But the Cross Tour, I'm looking at photos of it right now, and it just looks like a bigger size sedan, but it does have a pretty big... It has a pretty good size hatchback area. So I think, yeah, like I think that was maybe the car I was thinking about. I'm not sure. But.
Okay, so we're going to go with that one. And we're going to run flats, bulletproof rims.
Nah, the bulletproof rims, the rims ain't gonna really have anything much as tires.
So run flats?
Yeah, and even at that, run flats are only gonna do you so good
certain
up
miles,
to a certain length.
Certain
lane,
miles.
You know, like it's,
yeah.
It, essentially, if you're having to put stuff like that on your car, I think you're already got bigger problems than...
Well, I mean, what else could you use? I mean, because if they shoot at your tires, we're fucked.
I mean, there's really nothing to use. I'm just saying, like, if part of your... heist is gonna involve like
so
putting some serious upgrades in your car. I think you're probably going about it the wrong way because the whole point is to not get caught, right?
We're gonna get shot at though.
Well, that's if you're
the,
being
the
pursued.
The point
whole
is,
point is
the point is
caught.
Not to get caught. That's what we're saying.
The whole point is to not start
not a guarantee
alarm,
that
not
you're
to get
gonna...
any not to get any kind of law enforcement on your tail, nothing like that. Right?
All right. So we're not gonna do anything to the car.
I don't think so. I don't think if you're investing money in upgrading the car, I think you're thinking about it the wrong way. You're thinking that you're already gonna get caught and you're already gonna get chased and you're gonna get shot. So
I don't think so.
That's not really the I think that's not really the mindset you're gonna go in, but then again you're
alright, Honda Cross Tour, because it's a big sedan.
It's a big sedan. I don't know how fast it is. I don't think it's that fast. But it's got some maneuverability. And like I said, for me, I would think maneuverability is more important than speed, per se.
Plus, nobody gets expected to be robbed by somebody in a Cross Tour.
No, I don't think anybody's really looking at the car that you have whenever they're getting robbed anyways. Not like in a bank heist, you know what I mean? The bank heist, they're... I would say your sole focus is on like who's running the show, not who's actually doing the whatever. Like, yeah, your side guys or whoever your extra help is, obviously, but the one calling the shots, that's the one you worry about.
The mastermind.
The mastermind. Cross Tour. And as far as tech for it, I guess it would be like some sort of jammer to.
Cell phone jammer.
Yeah, some sort of jammer so no calls can go out of the building. Multi-dimensional card reader like they had in Terminator, because there has to be like IDs and stuff like that for us to get in.
What do you mean?
Like a all-access pass or something, like a badge.
Like that little card skimmer thing that he uses to.
That's what it's called, a card skimmer. Yeah.
To but that way he used that to access someone's account and withdraw money out of it. Like it's kind of like.
Well, I mean, I don't know what the proper name for it would be, like, but something like along those terms.
But why would you need that?
Like a skeleton key.
What would you need that for, though?
Bitch, we can open the door.
Why can't the bank guy open up the door?
Are you talking about bank heist, like, when, like, outside of business hours, or you're talking about during business hours of people? Because that, either way, I think it's going to be probably just as difficult, but, I think honestly, you probably have a higher chance of getting away with it during business hours than you do.
Okay, so during business hours, so, cell phone jammer. People who work there are probably going to have access, so you really don't need that much of, like, key cards or stuff like that. We'll get them to open it. And maybe some kind of, like, CCTV, like, recording freeze. So, like, while we're in there, at least for, like, let's say a 30-minute window or whatever, the cameras are, like, not being used or unavailable or, like, temporarily neutralized.
I would think that only matters depending on what kind of system they have.
It's Bank of Texas, Chris. I don't know what they have. What would they have?
I'm just saying, like, if they're a Bank of Texas that has on-site recording, then I wouldn't worry so much about the cameras as much as just destroying the video.
But would we have time to do it?
You'd have to make time for it if you wanted to. Otherwise, you'd have to think about masks and disguises and stuff that you're going to use. If you're going to go in plain face and everybody can see your face, then you obviously have to worry about who's going to be able to see and tell, hey, that's the guy that robbed the bank.
Then we can just do the whole face-off thing.
The face, like John Travolta?
Nicolas Cage, yeah. Just face-off it, bro.
Face-off, man, I forgot that. That was an old school movie. That was classic.
Okay, so one of us is going to have to break off and go figure out where in this building they have
the... How many people are you going to use?
It's just us three.
That's the thing. Just three?
Just three? That's all you're going to take?
What the fuck are we going to bring? There's nobody else here.
So, to reiterate everything that's been said, so what we have so far is a Honda crossover that's good at maneuverability. Yes, because it's been... kind of dramatic. So you're going to have a good vehicle with good maneuverability. You're going to have a decent speed and decent size for you to carry duffel bags of cash or whatnot. A team, I would say, probably would be between 5 to 6 people. Each one is designated to either get cash, establish the cell phone jammers.
The guy that said he didn't have anything to like add.
Establish cell phone scanners. If another person needs to go and cut the CCTV cables, who needs to jam those signals going out? Also, you're going to need the guy who's going to be able to silence the silent alarm. whenever they, if someone gets lucky and able to push that alarm to alert the police, you're going to have to find that guy. Then obviously you're going to have the mastermind who's pretty much running the show.
But couldn't the CCTV guy also cut the, like,
yeah, he could probably have two jobs, yeah. I would think the first one would probably be the silent alarm one. And then go into the CCTV. And then another guy who's going to go right into the vault. Because you're only going to have a certain amount of time. You're going to have a certain amount of window to go in there.
Do you think they're going to have a cop on site?
They tend to have, like, guards.
Yeah, we'll get into the guns at in a minute.
It's a cop, not a gun.
Well, we're gonna go into that situation when we get to that. So that's where we're at right now.
Alright, so we upgraded it to two more people.
I kind of think you have to, because, I mean, what, the last two guys that I remember who
that
robbed...
That means a smaller cut.
And I think the idea, like, in that movie Reservoir Dogs, I think they had the right idea. When it came to choosing the crew, I think that idea they had was actually pretty creative.
What was that idea?
None of them know each other other than just, like, a referral from somebody. They don't know each other's names. They call each other by a color. So, like, there's always, like, Mr. Pink, Mr. Blue, Mr. White, Mr. Orange, whatever. And neither one of them know each other. They literally meet that day, I think is what it was, of the bank robbery that they did. And they don't know each other personally at all. They're really nothing, because that way if one of them gets caught, nobody can snitch out the other one because they don't know who they are.
Good idea.
No clue who they are.
Right.
I always thought the idea behind that was pretty cool. I was like, that's pretty creative right there.
Yeah. Or you could go into the whole Batman The Dark Knight where they each kill
each other. You dig underground?
They each kill each other after performing each job. Remember that one? There's the guy who cut the silent alarm, and then the guy behind him kills him. And then,
I thought they were just doing that because they were just, like, shady.
No, the Joker told him to kill each one of them. Like, oh, you need to kill this guy. Yeah, he killed this guy. So pretty much at the end, the only guy left was Joker. Yeah. Genius.
I didn't know that he actually told him. I thought that was just because they were just shady.
But it's funny because
the water amongst thieves, you know?
And it's funny because the Joker was actually in on it. Like, he was actually there. Like, he wasn't just the master. Mm-hmm. He was the mastermind behind it, but he was just there, though.
He was not revealed to the end of it.
Yep. Okay, so what else you got, Ben, on that end?
I guess depending on what kind of vault they have, maybe we're gonna need, like, some kind of torch or something to cut through.
So they have a steel bolt. During business hours, you just get them to open.
Yeah.
Okay, so we don't need that.
I mean, unless you're gonna Ocean's 11 this and
maybe like a burner car, since there's gonna be five of us now.
Yeah, probably another cross door.
Or we can do like speed and like sleight of hand, drop it into like a trash can that's like bottomless, and it falls into like storm sewer. Somebody's down there walking off with the money. Well, y'all seen Speed, right?
I've seen Speed. Dennis Hopper, Keanu Reeves. That was like Sandra Bullock's first movie, I think, too.
Keanu!
Yeah, I remember seeing that. I was kind of like, what? Yeah, that was pretty crazy.
I mean, we can get a fucking bus while we're
Hot
at it. Why not?
Quiz, Hot Shot. That's what he always says.
Man.
So, yeah, you could do, I guess, another car if you need to have enough, you know, to get out of there.
Alright, so we'll have a burner car. That'll be one diversion. And I guess we'll end up just like, because I think they did that shit in fucking Taxi too. They threw it in the trash, and then the other people from I guess the heist came up in like a trash can car and picked up the bags of money. So some sleight of hand technique,
the old bait and switch.
That's the name, bait and switch.
So if you are being followed or being in pursuit, you have that other car that's pretty much like the decoy. While the other car gets away with the money, the other car pretty much leads the cops on a wild goose chase to find pretty much nothing. And eventually the decoy car ends up losing the cops. You know, if that car is fortunate, they lose the cops, whatever, and then they pretty much ditch the car. And the real car with the money gets away scot-free. Pretty genius.
He says scot-free, I mean Dumb and Dumber.
I mean, we can also fucking Too Fast and Too Furious it and get going like to a garage and have the cars pull out.
That's a diversion. Like, that'd be just a diversion. That's a decoy. Yeah. That's a decoy.
What are you gonna do about the bills? Like the money?
Well, we have the laundry room, wouldn't we?
Well, no, I mean, like, how do you know you're not getting, like, a die pack?
What's that?
There's a set of bills that they always include that whenever you, like...
Tracer bills.
Yeah, whenever you, like, dig through them, whenever you, like, open up a stack of cash, it'll shoot up this, like, blue dye that goes all over your face and body so that you're pretty much marked. So, like, if you try to leave or whatever, they're going to be like, well, look at the guy that has blue freaking paint splattered all over his face. He's the one that's still
hauling
money.
That's him the bad right guy.
That's the bad guy.
That's the bad guy. So say goodnight to the bad guy.
I love you to that, Jim. But then you can just be like, nah, bro, my pin exploded.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's going to buy that.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's going to
buy that. I'm not going to buy that.
A fucking pin. Come on, bro.
Yeah, I'm not going to buy that. Mm-hmm. You're going to have, like, some really crazy reason for...
I work at a print shop.
You have to be really convincing, and there's not really many scenarios in which that's convincing.
I work at a print shop. One of the ink from the print shop got on me.
Here's How long have you worked there?
Here's my ID card that I work at a print shop.
Oh, yeah, what do you do there?
I print stuff at the print shop.
What kind of stuff do you print?
Porn.
What kind of ink is it that you got splattered all over?
Brother ink.
Why is it not water soluble?
Because I'm not thirsty.
But isn't all ink water soluble? If you get dirty with blue ink, you would think you'd want to wash yourself off after you wash yourself.
I like being dirty.
And they'd be like, where's your printer office located at?
On the corner of Fitzhugh and Maine.
What are the hours of that place?
We're open 24 hours.
Open 24 hours. A printer shop that I've never heard of that's open 24 hours.
Hey man, you need to go out in your community.
Yeah, well, we drive by there quite often enough, and I've never seen a 24-hour...
Fitz, you in Maine, don't cross! Oh.
I've never seen a printer shop open for 24 hours.
Oh, well, we operate out of the laundromat.
Well, okay, well, let me go ahead and give your manager's number, and number that somebody that I can contact to verify this.
No inglés?
No habla. No, listen, no, no, it's okay, no problem. No problem, it's okay.
I guess, as far as the ink thing goes, maybe don't... open the money or check the money until we're like for sure away.
Let's see, if you also don't know what stack it is, you open it, you're gonna ruin all the other bills too. You're gonna have potentially good money and it makes it like a stack that's a die pack, and then as soon as you it gets all over the good dollars and you can't use that shit anymore.
Then maybe
you might convince a 7-Eleven to let you buy a thing of nachos with you know, $100 bills that you have, but not... You're not going to be able to, say, go into, like, a bank and deposit that money because it's not going to ride. You're not going to be able to convince anybody that that money wasn't stolen because it's got blue ink all over the thing.
Or you could just take your winnings to Mexico and see if they accept it over there.
They
I'm pretty sure they will.
They probably wouldn't either.
Really?
Yeah, because it's dyed. It's, you know, technically, there's some kind of federal law or some... I don't know if it's state law or some kind of federal law. You're technically not supposed to do anything with those dollars. Like... You know when they mark them with the thing to check if it's valid or whatever? Mm-hmm. You're technically not supposed to do that. You're not supposed to mark bills in any way. A lot of people write notes and shit on them and stuff like that. You're actually defacing. You're not supposed to do that.
Yeah, this is America, fuckers.
Yeah.
I don't know. So maybe... Okay, we take it down by batches, right? Into a secluded room. And I guess if the one that explodes... ink up other... bills that are real, I guess that we're just take a loss at that point.
These
that's gonna be tricky because like if you take it out in batches, that's gonna take a lot of time. The whole point between like I would think the whole point of getting in the bank heist is you gotta do that fast. Taking it in batches like that and checking it to make sure it doesn't blow up, and then at that you're gonna have to who you're gonna use to check it. I guess you could use an employee, but you use an employee to check every batch to see if it explodes, and if it explodes, it explodes on them.
But you're just adding more time to the process.
You're adding more time to the process. Like, the whole thing is, I think you'd want to be in and out pretty quick. Not just, like, you know, hey, we got plenty of time in the world, because nobody here is going to call the cops. But...
Because you're also relying on no one comes through the front door.
Yep.
Through the whole process.
Yep. You're relying on that, you're relying on the fact that nobody is somewhere hiding that, you know, heard, you know, saying, hey, this is a stick-up, and then didn't go out and duck somewhere and hide. In this day and age, everybody has a cell phone, so just about, you know, if somebody gets away from your site, chances are they're calling the police anyways.
How about the cell phone, Jabber?
Yeah, true. But
should
what
have
it,
about
what,
a 2 mile radius.
A cell phone jammer is only going to do... I don't even know how those things work. I don't even think that's actually going to do like what it's intended to. I'm pretty sure most phones are going to be programmed to function to make 911 calls regardless. That's my idea. I don't know. I've never heard of cell phone jammers. And
well, it'll be the same technology that they have on airplanes. They'll kill everything.
But I think that just ruins the signal, and I think it only does it to, like, an extent, because I think now you can still use your phone, and like I said, most phones are, regardless of, like, service or whatever, because you can find an old phone as long as the power works, as long as it's powered, you can dial 911 without being able to call anybody anyway. You can still make emergency calls, and now you can do texts.
You can text 911
now.
Yo, 911, you hired?
You could just text 911 and be like, help, I need here. Help at this address. Whatever is going on. And that'll do.
Oh, at the end of the day, it's all hypotheticals. We'll see what happens with that inky money.
Yeah.
Anthony, what kind of gear are you suiting this up with?
So, first and foremost, I'm not going to go in there with just my plain face Jane going on there. I'm going to have to develop some sort of mask that
face
we have
off?
To wear. No. So we have to develop
face
some sort
face.
Of mask that we have to wear. Also, I do like the name or nickname call that we
Mr.
have.
Mr. Pink, Mr. Blue,
whatever. I do like that.
Just
call us,
me Dos
call us by different names. That way we don't get it mixed up and whatnot.
Yeah,
also,
you're going to be in the middle of the bank. Anthony, what? No, use my real name.
Motherfucker. You're not invited to the cookout.
I'm Tiger.
Tiger.
I want to be Cobra.
Can I be Team Cobra? Oh my god.
The eagle has left the nest. Who the fuck is Nest?
Definitely make sure that we all are on the same page and on the right channel and whatnot. I don't know what you're talking.
Eagle, come here.
But if you're using
nobody
a cell phone
goes.
Scrambler, is
who's
that
eagle?
Gonna affect your radio communication?
Hypothetically, it's not gonna affect our radio.
How is it not? They are based off the same
because in my scenario, it's not gonna affect it.
Oh, you're so dumb. Okay,
hey,
I didn't know you could use that.
This
I
is
mean,
all hypothetical.
In my scenario, we walk in with bazookas and just blow everything up and take our money and run. In my
scenario,
that's
a,
it. The game is over. We won.
Plane and leave. That's not how it works.
Okay,
that's
so
not how any of this works.
Well, pretty much, this is going to be in a. Obviously, this is going to be. I think the only Bank of Texas that I've seen is a pretty small area, so it's pretty easy for us to go in there and pretty much take control of the whole area without any sort of like. I guess walkie talkies. Let's say we won't use walkie talkies and we just use our shouting voices.
Call them radios?
And whatnot. Don't call
them
radio.
Call
them
radios. Walkie talkies sound so like 8 years old.
All right, we'll call them radios, but we don't have radios now, so I'm taking radios out of the equation because we're using cell phone scanners or cell phone blockers or whatnot. Jammers, there you go. And if not, we're just going to hit it with the EP. Anyways, so...
EMPs will ruin all your technology too, though.
So that would save
that
money.
That would ruin your getaway car. That would probably ruin any of the machinery that requires to open up the vault.
You haven't asked me what my radius is, though.
What's your radius? 5 feet?
2 feet.
2 feet radius?
2 feet. Okay, so just hypothetically, like I said, well, it's pretty easy to just run in there and take control of the situation. Granted, we have either 5 to 6 guys to know what their job is and execute it, hopefully, like that. Now, with the gear, like I said, we would definitely have to wear masks. We would definitely have to wear some sort of, like, protection as in body armor.
What kind of body armor?
Probably anything that can withstand a 223 or a 556, because I'm pretty sure that's the most powerful round that a police officer is going to have on hand without calling in SWAT, who might have some sort of sniper that might have a little bit, something bigger than a 5.56. So probably level 3 armor, probably best suitable for that matter. I really won't say anything about the like bulletproof gun mask, because that kind of weighs down, and it's actually kind of a waste, because
they have bulletproof gun masks.
Yeah,
ballistics, but not really like proof.
It's not proof.
Nothing's really bulletproof.
Yeah,
everything's bullet resistant.
Yeah, it's not. It's like water resistant, waterproof, something like that.
Yeah, nothing is actually bulletproof.
Like, yeah,
there's nothing.
No matter
what kind of army you have, any amount of rounds that you take to that is eventually going to compromise your structure. Or your
bro, we're already at 40 minutes.
Huh?
We're already at 40 minutes.
Oh wow.
Yes. Yeah. So ballistics, I wouldn't really. Ballistic mask, I really wouldn't care for that, because it obviously would weigh down and definitely restrict their vision, so definitely would just rely to
firepower
on that.
What are we thinking on firepower?
Ooh, smoke grenades.
On firepower wise, depending on
what. No smoke grenades?
No, I would think so.
It would inhibit your vision and the other people's vision.
Yep.
They could easily run away and you couldn't even see them.
Exactly.
So, what I would say is everything.
A gun
itself is going to be intimidating, but depending on what kind of gun it is to be intimidating. And you and I both know that I don't really, really like shotguns for this matter. But for this matter, I will use one guy at least with one shotgun, because the shotgun does sound scary and will hopefully intimidate enough people to where they will comply. Also, we'll have at least two guys with either ARs or...
I can't take you serious.
The greatest assault rifle of all time.
You just said using a shotgun for a bank heist.
One guy.
I can't take you serious.
Okay, you're going in there with people who probably never even seen a gun before.
But all I'm
or never
saying
even
is,
been around a gun
my
before.
My thing is, if you're
going
to have one guy with a shotgun, to make a getaway driver.
Pretty much, the guy with a shotgun is pretty much going to be the guy who runs in there first. And pretty much like, do, because obviously the shotgun's not gonna really kill anybody. It's more for a scare factor. It's more for intimidation. So I'm not gonna use the shotgun as a, ooh, this is scary. That's a scary gun.
I can tell you right now, if I was just in the bank and some guys ran in there dressed up all tactical, saying, you know what this is, don't move. At that point, I'm thinking, okay, shit just got real. I don't think I need to look at a gun to be like, oh my god, that's a scary looking gun, versus the fact that, hey, we're getting fucking
I'm just increasing the fear factor that's in the whole scenario.
Yeah.
I'm just increasing.
You know how I feel about shotguns.
I know. You're biased, but that's cool.
I hate shotguns.
That's cool.
I think they're archaic, and I think they're...
I have one guy who has a shotgun. I'm limiting my entire 6 crew
but
team to one guy with a shotgun.
That one guy...
He has a handgun on top of it.
That one guy... And
I haven't gotten to the rest of the guys yet.
You're giving him an obsolete firearm. Like, that's so nice.
Okay, well, I'm going to give him a sidearm in the future whenever I get done naming my crew and building up their loadout. So I'll have one guy with a shotgun. I will have at least the other guys with either an AR or some sort of like, I would say at least 2-3 guys with an AR or a Tavor, anything for that matter.
You notice
some sort of
Tavor.
Long rifle. It's a
Tavor. I was gonna say you notice it, Tavor. I'm like over here hearing you saying, I'm gonna have 3 guys with an AR. I'm like, okay. I was like, this is literally a hypothetical scenario, and you're still gonna give your bank robber guys an obsolete rifle at that.
Okay, I'm gonna have 3 guys with Tavors.
There you go. You're gonna have all your guys with Tavors. Anybody who carries a rifle in this scenario is gonna be Tavors.
Because people are gonna look at the Tavors, because a lot of people don't even know what the fuck the Tavor
that
is.
That doesn't matter. You are there to steal money and get away. That does not matter.
Okay, well, we have one guy with a shotgun.
Yeah.
3 guys, and the rest of the
how
guys
about
have some wars.
Instead of giving him a shotgun, how about you give him one of those maces, like, to stick in the club with the ball spikes?
Because who's scared of that? Because I feel like I'd take someone else who has
might,
that.
Might as well give him that, in my opinion.
So, clearly, shotguns are obsolete in Chris's view.
Yeah, shotguns are obsolete.
Unless you had a blunderbuss, which I doubt anyone of this age has
a
fucking blunderbuss. Okay, everyone has a fucking Tavor. Everyone has a damn sidearm, a handgun. Not only a handgun.
What kind of handgun?
Probably Glock, because I can easily have the magazine capacities from 17 rounds to 30 rounds to even 100 round drum mag, whatever, if I needed to. So, and it's enough for, and if it, and if we do get in a shootout, multiple guys, if we all have the same handgun, pretty much everybody can exchange magazines because they all take the same gun.
I'm not going to argue with that logic.
Yep. So
I don't think Glock is a perfect weapon by any means, but it is a really good firearm. Really good handgun.
We're Glock boys. I'm a Glock
boy. You're a good firearm.
I'm not really. Don't get me wrong. I look like Glock has reliability. Glock has, like, I mean, it's not a pretty gun. Obviously, it's just a basic gun. But I think one of the biggest things with me when it comes to the Glock is the design of it, because it's, when you take any handgun training, any real handgun training, you know the way you're supposed to hold your gun is, you know, you wrap your hands around, you know, you got strong hand, support hand. Your two thumbs, when they're on the sidearm or on your handgun, they're pointing towards the target that you're shooting at. And Glocks, since they're designed kind of like at a slant, whenever you hold those in that natural position, it kind of makes your Glock lean down a little bit, kind of point down as opposed to straight out because of the design.
Mm-hmm.
That's my only beef with the Glock is that you have to readjust your stand, which if you're talking about building muscle memory and stuff like that, and I don't know, I just don't think that's practical. But a Glock in and of itself is probably the most reliable gun you'll ever use. So
true that. So
one minor design issue, that's it.
Okay. And I'm not saying that I'm like, I mean, yeah, I am a Glock fanboy, but I do prefer my HK
G-Lock.
I do for my HK deep and not over my Glock that I carry anyway. Anyway, that's besides the point. So yeah, everyone has the same sidearm. Everyone can use the same magazines and whatnot. So everyone would be in that situation.
How many magazines are we all rolling in with?
Probably three or four.
Ooh, you're going to roll with four minimum on
each. Which minimum has?
Four minimum.
Four minimum of each firearm that you're taking.
Mm-hmm.
And your grenades? That's fucking stupid. Why the fuck did I say grenades?
Not grenades. I think...
Tasers?
No, not even like that either. No tasers. Flashbangs, if anything.
Flashbangs.
If you get your hands on anything, you need a flashbang. Throw some flashbangs in there. Boom, boom. They plop. And we're like, oh my god, what's going on? And then they go to Russia. And they take care of business.
That's pretty much it. That's awesome. That's it. I like that.
At the same time, though, you gotta realize, like, you know, people are gonna be so disoriented whenever you do.
I just thought of something so fucking stupid, bro.
To get the right people's attention immediately and be like, hey, yeah, listen to me. They're gonna be like, oh, I don't know, who the hell are you? I just saw a loud flash, or saw a bright flash and loud bang. I don't even know who the fuck you are.
Am I in heaven?
Yeah, what's going on? Like, it's a fucking bad guy.
Did I die?
You need to listen right now. And they're like, oh, they're still disoriented. You
know, no, you want to disorient them, bro? The
equilibrium has just been thrown off. So they're like,
you go to Walmart, you buy the multiplication flashcards, and you throw it at them. You're like, 8 times 12. And they're like, oh.
I don't know what to do. These flashcards.
I think that's only going to work in Oak Cliff.
Yeah.
Oh! Pew, 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 pew!
Shots fired on hometown, man. Wait, you sound like all those other fans that, like, you're like, oh, screw the Cowboys. They got no home team spirit.
Fucking Cowboys.
Like the guy from fucking,
Like, guys that are born and raised in Dallas, and they're
I'm
a Pittsburgh Steelers fan. Get the fuck out of here. That's all I got.
Why are you coming for him?
I'm just saying, you should, I just say, like, for whatever town you were living in, part of, like, because, you know, football spirit, you know, whatever, you know, so part of the whole, like showing that you're proud of where you came from is kind of liking your home team.
Yeah.
That's what I want. Anyway, so, flashbangs, flashcards, you're going with that?
Flashbangs, I guess, would be pretty cool. I guess we'll take the shotgun out.
Yeah, throw away the flashbangs and
give the guy who had a shotgun and give him a fucking badass Tavor.
Tavor's all the way around.
Tavor's all the way around for everyone. Free Tavor for everyone.
Optics?
Probably just be either ACOGs or a red dot. There's really no need for a scope. I don't know why.
And that's the reason. There's no need for an ACOG, really.
Yeah, so probably just red dot. Even iron sights. Maybe even offset.
No, not iron sights. You gotta have at least a red dot.
Yeah. Probably a red dot. Yeah. It's gonna be close quarters anyway, so I mean, it's like right there. So, anyways.
Get you an aim
small
point.
Thing.
Aim point or a vortex is good. Okay. So keep going. Next year,
maybe Trigicon.
Okay.
Anyways, So after that, we would have the probably zip ties to tie up the hostages or the people who are actually in the bank. Get everyone lined up. After that, get the guy who has the...
You like tying people up, huh?
Yeah. So get the guy who knows who has all the codes and whatnot. Make him open the vault. And then, as far as firepower, man, I mean that's pretty much all you need. Like a lot of the intimidation comes just from holding the firearms, pretty much. I mean, it's just that fear that people are instilled with firearms. Oh, firearms. Oh, guns.
Hmm.
Pretty much it.
Yeah.
So it's funny because I never actually seen a gun kill anybody. It's always people.
I sat the other day, I woke up, and then just kind of sitting there, and my rifle in the corner, I was just kind of like...
Did you put it in a timeout?
It was just, I sit there, because that's usually where I leave it, and I was just thinking, every time I wake up, I'm just like, damn, I feel good because my rifle didn't get up and shoot me in the middle of the night. Thank God my rifle didn't say, screw you for not loading me, I'm going to shoot you right now while you're sleeping.
He didn't oil me last night, asshole. Yeah. You didn't put the lube.
It didn't just get up and start walking and start shooting at me while I was asleep. Thank God it didn't.
Oh, man. So, as far as gear goes, obviously I will also use gloves as well. Leave no fingerprints behind. Have some either leather gloves or any kind of sort of like...
What kind of gloves?
Maybe either...
Like thick ones or some OJs or what?
Probably gloves that leave me with the most dexterity so I can actually use my fingers that are actually not too... cloggy and blocky.
So like some OJ.
Probably.
Right.
So maybe some nitro gloves or maybe some either really tight leather gloves or whatnot. Something like that. Something that will leave me a little bit more dexterity on there. Don't want to leave any sort of fingerprints behind. As far as clothes go, man, when I go into this, I want to be in best disguise as I can, but almost the most subtle as well.
So a cloak suit.
Yeah. So, as easy as I come in to where, like, oh, yeah, he was wearing this, he was wearing that, it could be easily, as soon as we leave, we'll be able to change out or remove something that will drastically decrease our appearance to anybody who was actually, you know, trying to look for us or not.
Like an inside job. It's an inside job. At the end of it, the way they all get out of the bank is they leave dressed up as, like, hostages and employees. So they end up not realizing that the bank robbers were actually, like...
So you're talking about like the Ocean's 11 one where they went in as SWAT and they came out as SWAT because they thought that was a SWAT team that actually went in to, I guess, secure the money in the vault, and actually the team who actually went in to get the money was actually the SWAT guys.
I never saw Ocean's 11.
You never saw Ocean's 11 with George Clooney?
No, I couldn't take it serious. I had George Clooney in it.
Oh, man. Georgia boy, man.
I couldn't take him serious.
Brad Pitt.
Could take a series as a bank robber.
Benny, what's the guy's name?
Billy Bob Thornton?
Nah, Bernie Mac, there you go. Pass away. R.I.P.
Definitely couldn't take Bernie Mac series as a bank robber.
Come on, man.
Every time I see Bernie, I just think, jingling.
It's the boo boo room, man.
Tell him about the gun line, boss.
Tell him about the gun line, boss. Where you at? Oh, gun line, boss.
If you would so much hang your Johnson over that line, you will be shot.
What do you say? We don't have any fences around. What's the name of the camp called?
I can't remember the name of the camp.
We don't got no fences around. We got the firing line. Oh man, that was a good movie.
I'm about to get a line, boss.
You gonna eat your cornbread? Yeah. So firearms. You got anything else to input on there?
Gear.
That you want to emphasize on it?
No, I mean, you touched up on the most important subjects, the more important aspects of it. Every single rifle being a Tavor, because it is the most superior rifle ever known to man. Then you got Glock is the most reliable handgun, so that's good. Magazine capacities are good. Pretty much, I think you're good on tech as far as that goes.
Cool.
Yeah. I don't think there's any way you can go any more further than just that, because, I mean... You're not rolling in there with like some hardcore military grade stuff.
You're not gonna walk in there and everyone's gonna have a different type of 1911 or some shit like that.
Yeah, it's not. You're not gonna do all that. You're gonna want to carry the same stuff in case you end up having to swap out weaponry or guy goes down and can't use it, and you have an extra gun right there to use, because you have the same gun, the same type of round.
And not to mention, everyone's familiar with the same firearm.
Yeah, knows how to operate. Familiar with the same firearm, or how to use it. That's the whole point. Sounds about right.
Sounds about right. Methods.
Oh, gosh.
I think he explained all his stuff while you were talking.
I explained quite a bit of methods. The thing about it, see, is that I could say quite a bit of stuff. And
we'll say it.
No, I'm not going to. Because I don't want to get in trouble. That's the whole point. Like, trust me, I know probably enough on how to do it if I want to.
Okay.
But it's just I'm not going to do that because I'm not about to get in trouble. I'm not about to give anybody ideas and try to say, oh, well, you told me how to use that works.
Alright, fuck it, we'll skip that part.
I'm sorry, I thought this was America.
I gave certain methods. I mean, like, you're talking about, you know, like, who you talk to, who calls the shots, and, you know, how to get the whatever.
Alright, so fuck that. Where are you going with your money? What are you doing with your money?
So if it's successful?
What would you do if you had a
million dollars? How much should we steal? How much do we steal, actually?
Oh,
Say the takeaway, we're getting at least 5 mil apiece.
Oh, that's the money.
That's it. What are you talking about? It's 5 mil.
You know how fast I can spend 5 mil? I'll buy like a little island and I'll be done with it.
Okay, so you can spend it fast, but how long would it take you to get it?
Think about it. You're a bank robber, right?
Think about it like this. You're a bank robber. Chances are you already have a bad criminal background, right? You can't get a good paying job, obviously. You're not a doctor, otherwise you wouldn't need to do this. Or she was like, how long is it going to realistically take you to get $5 million anyways?
I guess, yeah.
You know what I mean? And if you're not going anywhere with your life anyways...
Can we at least say $10
million? You're probably... All right, $10
million. Okay, $10 million. Let's go.
What would you do if you had $10 million?
Well, you know what I would do? Nothing. I would do... I'd sit down all day. I would do nothing. What would you do if you had $10 million?
Two chicks at the same time.
That's it?
Yeah.
You got $10 million, you just do two chicks at the same time.
I think I could pull that too, because chicks dig dudes with money.
Well, you don't need $10 million to do two chicks at the same time.
Kind of chicks that double up on a guy immediately.
Good point.
Panda was looking at us like, what are you talking about?
That was a skit within a skit.
Yeah, that was a straight movie reference.
Fist bump.
Fist bump.
I legitimately fucking came back to life. Like,
Office Space.
Yeah, I was like dozing off and shit, and I was like, oh, wait, what are these guys talking about? Am I going to have to cut this? Oh, my God.
So $10 million, where are you going with your money?
If I knew I got away with the scot-free, I would probably start doing low-level investments, as in doing some sort of real estate.
Bitch, well, of course we got away with this, Godfrey. You got $10 million.
Okay, well, I'm saying, I just want to make sure that I secured
my... He doesn't pay attention, bro.
I was securing my money, whatever. Shut the fuck up.
Yes, sir.
I would probably invest it into some sort of real estate.
Bro, we are never doing this fucking again, dog.
Buying up housing, making sure that I can create some sort of future cash flow coming in so I never have to rob another bank again.
At least if you do it again, you know how to do it.
That's true. And then probably live somewhere where I can, where my value of my dollar is the most.
Like where?
I gotta see what the most profitable place is right now. I mean, I'm pretty sure anywhere probably...
It doesn't matter what your dollar is worth anywhere if you're already investing in it and making it more. Because chances are you're still
gonna get... I think I'll probably just live somewhere in paradise somewhere. Probably like, you know... I don't know, probably move to Bora Bora or fucking Turks and Caicos or some shit like that. Yep. What about you? What would you do if you had $2 million? Besides two chicks at the same time.
I would move to Australia.
Ooh. You go get a tattoo?
You what?
You go get a tattoo?
Yeah, a tattoo.
A tattoo?
I would go get a tattoo.
Tattoo.
Bondi Ink tattoo shop.
Oh, man.
That's where I would go.
You would go to Australia and fight a kangaroo?
Yeah. I'll box a kangaroo for my money. And you're free to take my dignity and my pride. I'll box a motherfucking kangaroo.
Kangaroos are swole, bro.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, they also pretty.
I, you know, that's if I had to fight over kangaroo. You know,
I heard they like tight shirts too, bro.
Tight shirts.
They like tight shirts.
Baby Gap.
They should have a baby gap.
Kangaroo gap, bro.
Tight shirts. But yeah, now I'd probably live in Australia. I don't know. Honestly, I don't even. If I had $10 million, and I'm already a criminal as it is, and whatever, I might invest some of the money. But honestly, I would just hang out and not really do anything. I'll go travel, not spend it all. I mean, you don't have to spend all the money to kind of just live happily. It's $10 million, dude.
$10 million.
I'm not gonna go through that fast. I'll find me a nice house. I'll be able to just kind of enjoy the Australian scenery. I can go out and I'll just travel the world or whatever, and just kind of hang out. You know, you're good. By yacht, boats and hoes.
Boats and hoes.
Yeah. What about you, Ben? What would you do if you had
$10 million? I would.
Like fucking Catalina wine mixer.
Fucking Catalina wine mixer.
I'd buy White Claws because there's no laws when drinking claws.
Oh my god.
I would probably move to England. Buy a maybe second division or a lower first division team.
What do you mean? Soccer?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit.
Buy a soccer team, bro. That's money that never stops, bro.
It's not a bad idea.
That's it?
Yeah, just buy a soccer team, bro.
Just buy a soccer team and that's it?
You don't need $10 million to do that. You could just go to a little here, little league, put a little team.
No, but I mean like an established team.
You're trying
team,
to buy,
bro,
like motherfucking Man U or something.
Oh, no. You can't buy that shit with no $10 million. All
right.
I'm talking about like your West Ham's, maybe your Southampton's. Your Burnleys, your QPRs, like those are already established. They got players.
You're talking about like,
so I guess like arena football.
You're talking about
bullshit.
Liga Mexicana shit. Buy like some. You could probably buy like Chivas or something.
I mean, well, they're already established. Like, imagine how much money they get from shirt sales and all the players.
Oh yeah. You get a lot of money.
And preseason and all that. If you buy it, that's your money. And if you play that right, get the good people in the board or whatever, that's more money.
So what's your name of your team?
Los Pitos.
Los Pitos or what?
Los Pitos United. Bro, what is this fucking episode, dog?
That's pretty good.
I thought you were saying like Los Pandas or something. I'm like,
Los Pandas. Los Pitos United.
Now I would just keep
LPU,
the...
LPU, baby.
Oh, keep. Oh, keep the existing name, bro. I mean, like... For example, look at the shirt that I have right now. It's sponsored by fucking Kohler,
yeah.
And it's sponsored by Chevy, bro. Just branding's on its own.
Yeah.
That's true.
Brand building is what we do.
That's all it is. It's all about your brand, man.
Hashtag Andrew.
All right, so talking about brands, guys, are you ready for our very first sponsor?
Oh.
Okay, use the code BITO at audible.com and get your first audible book free.
Really?
No, bro. The fuck?
I thought you were for real. I was like, oh,
the fuck is gonna sponsor us?
I mean, you never know. You never know. Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve.
What? Yes, yeah, that's what I would do. I'd buy a soccer team.
Nobody got that joke.
Mm-mm.
No, nobody did.
I'd buy a soccer team. Hope that we can turn it around and they go first division and win the Champions League and... get a boat, because apparently boats equal hoes.
Yeah, chicks dig these boats.
Oh, dude, and find me like this, like, I don't know, this perfect Brit girl, like from fucking the movie Goal, and just be like, shh, just talk to me in your accent.
What accent?
Like the British accent.
Oh, really?
Like, read me the newspaper.
Wait, what?
He just wanted to say weird words and stuff like that. Like,
bro, the fucking British accent. Oh my!
I know, it's pretty funny. They say cheers a lot. Cheers, cheers, mate. And then they don't call potato chips. Potato chips, they call them crisps.
Some people might say funny. Other people might say.
When you go on vacation, it's not called vacation. It's called holiday.
Holiday. You're going on holiday.
And like if you're like studying for a test, they'll say you study for a test, they say revising.
It's pretty smart.
Yeah. Best show to watch if you want to hear all the like the words and stuff they say. It's The In-Betweeners. The Inbetweeners. It's like super bad, but with British kids. It's on Netflix. You watch it, you will fall in love, I guarantee you. It's the funniest show. Funniest British show I've ever seen in a long time.
Give me a little British baddie.
The Inbetweeners. You'll love it.
Just like, just say the alphabet.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
I was like, oh, yes. Don't say it backwards.
Say tea time. Tea time.
Oh. Alright, guys. I gotta go relieve myself.
Whoa! Anyways. I'll just go ahead and cut in here right now. So, guys, I know we're still in the early process and whatnot, but like I said, we'll continue to
do shit.
Do as much interaction as we can with you guys. And like I said, if you have a topic that you want us to discuss, please send it to us, and we will do our best to deliver.
On the request?
On listener, request, exactly. The listener request that we can. We may be doing something in the future of as in merchandise. Those topics in, either post a bit on our Facebook group and
I think
tell your friends about us. We're on, like I said, follow us on Instagram, Podcast Your Average, Twitter, Your Average Pod 1, Facebook, Your Average Podcast. You have something, Steven?
I think Facebook, the group one, at least the one that you made, that's...
It's been on and popping.
Yeah, that's probably the best way to communicate. Best. So, thus far, at least, the best way to get to us, easiest way for us to access it, the most coherent, secure line to... If you want to get on here, if you want to shoot us a topic, if you want to hear us ramble, that's the best way to do it.
Yeah, and when you're not sleepy either.
Bitch, I'm not the only one who's sleepy. Don't fucking out me.
Anyways, this has been a production of Your Average Podcast, and we'll see you next time, guys.
Cheers.
Cheers.
I'm gonna leave it recorded for a little bit, see if we can get like some fucking bloopers and shit.
Oh, the British ladies. Oh, the British ladies.
Now put your hands up.
Oh, the British ladies. Tea time.
Then put your tea time up.
Simon.
Oh, fuck, bro.
Could you fetch your sister? I fancy a good shagging. Would you like my scrumpets?
Pass me a nickel and I'll tickle your fancy.
Switch it.